Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fish Fry for the week of September 30th, 2011. I've got a riddle for you. When is a chip not a chip? When it's a fraud. Okay, beyond this cleverly crafted riddle, and yes, I did make it up, lies a tale fully equipped with international intrigue, full-on federal investigation, and a whole lot of angry people. Where, oh where, could this be going? To the land of fraudulent ICs. Hold on to your hats, folks. This is going to be a wild ride. Enter Vision Tech Components. They set up shop in 2002 in Clearwater, Florida. With the claim of 35 years of experience in the electronics industry, they immediately start wheeling and dealing in the world of electronic components. They boast a chip supply from Germany, and even claim they are iOS compliant, but are careful not to claim certification from the International Organization for Standards. In reality, unbeknownst to their growing number of clients, their chip supply isn't actually from Germany, but no one except a small group of their employees know the truth. It takes a while for the complaints to start, and Vision Tech seems to be one step ahead of their complaining customers for quite a while. From the beginning, Vision Tech is cleverly crafting the image they want their customers to see. In a classic game of bait and switch, Vision Tech sends out sample chips to a variety of customers that do seem to be the real thing. But when the volume shipments start, well, those are a completely different story. Dressed up with armor all to make them look shiny and new, and complete with fake certificates that claimed their conformance to industry standards, Vision Tech knows very well that the bulk of these chips are complete frauds. The fact that these chips could very well cause mass destruction, it seems, isn't even a concern for Vision Tech. Years go by, and customers are continuing to complain about the chips being shipped by Vision Tech. But Vision Tech's founder, Shannon Wren, and his chief operations manager, Stephanie McCloskey, know very well how to play the game. When their clients confront them about the quality of their products, their line is always the same. These components were bought so long ago, we can't do anything about it. Vision Tech then sends that client a whole new fresh supply of fraudulent chips. What happened to the chips that got sent back? Those were simply restocked to be shipped another day to another unsuspecting client. Fast forward 5 years into the elaborate scam, and it's now 2007. Vision Tech's ground is starting to get a little shaky. Their customers are starting to catch on in droves. A memo is released by a high-ranking member of the Vision Tech team to their supplier in China, instructing them to use stronger ink in their re-inking process, and to use acetone to make sure that that ink doesn't come off. You see, Vision Tech has been in the habit of blacktopping their chips for quite a while. Blacktopping is the process of grinding off the original markings on the chip, then painting it black, and finally remarking the devices with counterfeit names, date codes, and part numbers. The lineup of disgruntled customers is starting to get worse. Companies that have accepted Vision Tech's ICs are losing clients themselves, and the ripple effect of the fraud manipulated by Vision Tech is starting to come to light. When approached with the daunting list of complaints waged against Vision Tech to the ERAI, the Electronic Supply Chain Watchdog, Vision Tech founder Shannon Wren even admits that he lies about where his chips are made, and admits that they very rarely offer refunds. From 2004 to 2011, the ERAI receives a total of 21 formal complaints and 53 negative references for Vision Tech. Customs officials are also seizing Vision Tech's chips before they can be imported into the United States, 35 times to be exact. The year is now 2010, and the United States federal government is beginning to start their case against Vision Tech. In two different undercover investigations in June and July of 2010, federal agents purchased chips from Vision Tech that supposedly come from Analog Devices, Texas Instruments, and National Semiconductor. Federal investigators turn over the chips to those same respective companies, and they are immediately revealed as frauds. You see, Vision Tech is even creating fake part numbers and date stamps. And now, there are real federal charges at hand. September 14th, 2011. Federal agents raid the office of Vision Tech, seizing 16 terabytes of information. Vision Tech founder Shannon Wren and his chief of operations, Stephanie McCloskey, are both arrested. In one particular damning piece of evidence, investigators find an email with the title, Shenzhen Hard at Work, that shows a photo that depicts a team of people working in mainland China, fabricating Vision Tech's fraudulent chips. The list of customers detailed in federal charges shows a slew of small, mid-range, and large companies, including Raytheon and Analog Devices. But in order to get a full understanding of the magnitude of this fraud, you need to look a little deeper into that list. And it becomes quite obvious that Vision Tech was also selling these chips to a variety of component houses, were reselling them to other companies. As an example, Raytheon bought 1,500 flash memory chips from Pacific IC Source that were, yes indeed, purchased from Vision Tech. Where did all the money that was being fleeced from these unsuspecting customers go? In the raid of the Vision Tech office and the home of founder Shannon Wren, federal investigators seize a number of bank accounts, 200 boxes of suspected fake chips, and a laundry list of luxury items that includes several recreational vehicles, a beach home, and four other properties. Vision Tech is no more. Their site says, currently not available. And under a plea bargain with the feds, the last remaining defendant, Stephanie McCloskey, is facing 54 months in federal prison. Her upcoming sentencing will be the first ever case that involves the distribution of counterfeit ICs in U.S. federal court. And what happened to Shannon Wren, the man who orchestrated the whole thing? He died of a drug overdose in May of 2011, taking with him a slew of secrets about his $16 million counterfeiting scheme and how he managed to dupe more than 1,000 different companies out of their money. And what happened to all these counterfeit chips that were sold to unsuspecting customers? Well, by and large, we don't know. And that may be the scariest part of all. Many of these chips were sold as mil-spec, so they could potentially have ended up in all kinds of safety-critical systems. Hopefully, the system design houses testing was robust enough to catch them before they went into service. No, this is not the first time that the world has seen the trials and tribulations of counterfeit ICs, or ICs that haven't been tested properly. And unfortunately, I do not believe this will be the last. Watchdog groups like the ERAI are an important component of the electronics supply chain, and their role in this story in particular cannot be understated. Can we, our governments, throughout the world, charge every counterfeit operation out there? No, that simply isn't possible. Can we make an example of Vision Tech for all the world to see? Yes, but only to a point. When greed is the bottom line, most lessons aren't learned. They are avoided at all costs. Can we, as engineers, do our best to make sure counterfeit operations don't happen under our watchful eye? I hope so. I certainly do. And now, folks, it's time for my nerdy giveaway. And this week, I've got a bit of a change-up for you. But first, the winner of last week's nerdy giveaway, a DE0 Nano Development Board, courtesy of Altera, and the winner is KB1IKN. This week, I've got a $25 Amazon.com gift certificate to give away, and I am interested in your views about this week's story. What do you think the ramifications of this story will be for the industry at large? Have you had any personal experience with fake components? Or even, do you think there is any way for us to stem the tide of fraudulent chip making? And by the end of next week, I'll award a winner. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any hot topic you think I would be interested in, any new conference that I absolutely should attend, or anything else that sparks your fancy, drop me a note in the box below. I'm always interested in hearing what you have to say. For the week of September 30th, 2011, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.